everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host, and today I've got a special treat for you. I'm surrounded by a group of very talented performers, but it's more than just performing. This is all about meditation. Now I'm going to try really hard to remember your names.
No, the phone's covering it.
Oh, okay. That's okay. I can hold it. It's all good. We're having microphone
technical difficulties. Oh my God.
Okay, so I don't have my usual co-host with me today. Today I've got a co-host of Sandra. Hey,
hello.
Sandra. And now the name of the group, you got to help me out, guys, because I can't read the sign.
Meditate Australia.
Meditate Australia. And I already have forgotten all your names, so you can go around the circle for me and please speak nice and clear into the microphone, telling me who you are.
Hi, I'm Genevieve. I'm from Cairns, Queensland.
Yep. Hi, I'm Anna. I'm from Russia and Sweden.
Fantastic.
Hi, I'm Angelo and I'm from London.
Hi, I'm Gabriel. I'm from Finland and Scotland.
Hi, I'm Malta. I'm from Germany.
Fantastic. And so we came here today. We're in Skarnes Park in Harvey Bay on the Esplanade to participate in and observe in a free learn to meditate session. I think that's how I was told what
workshop,
it was.
Yeah.
Workshop. And actually it was so much more. I got more out of it, just so you know. Like, it was more about, I was just saying before you all sat down, I like giving a lot from myself to other people, and like what I do with Everything Fraser Coast is a free thing that I just do. I went blind on Australia Day this year, and it's just something that I've found creates a lot of joy for other people, sharing positive stories from throughout Fraser Coast. And I get that from what you've done, because you're doing this all as volunteers, is that right?
Yeah.
And the learning how to meditate, I want to learn more about what you've done. I'm going to research you after today. So would you like to share what you're actually doing? Because I've only just skimmed the surface.
Sure. So Meditate Australia is a nationwide initiative. We are around 70 international practitioners that have gathered across four routes covering major cities and rural towns across Australia, providing free meditation workshops and music and dance wherever possible. Our aim is really to make the benefits of meditation easily accessible to everyday Australians in a way that they can integrate it with their daily lives.
Wow, so guys, is there any catch? Like, if we follow you on Instagram or sign up, is there a religion behind it, or is it a network that you need to commit to say that you belong to your group?
We will bombard you with email.
You will?
24/7, and we'll keep on pestering you, asking if you've meditated.
Oh, really? Can you pester me at 8 o'clock at night? You can put me to...
Perhaps we can, maybe. I mean, we can
You can play your accordion
we can,
as I want to fall
tailor
asleep.
Tailor your service. Yeah. For you, if
no,
you
the
wish,
flute.
We can tailor you.
Are you the flute?
No, the accordion.
Oh,
but yeah, no, the flute.
Oh, the bamboo flute. Have you over any time? Can bamboo flute me to sleep every night?
Dinner tomorrow night.
Okay, and so you've all travelled from overseas, well, you haven't travelled from Cairns, but you've all travelled from overseas to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Are you having a holiday while you're here?
Well, I personally do. I stopped by in Hong Kong for a week.
Yes.
I came a week out to the tour. I will go to Sydney afterwards. But the main part, the main reason, the main motivation really is this tour, because it is, for us, it's an opportunity for personal growth. It's a great opportunity to have fun, meet other people from all over the world. And of course, to just meditate a lot, spread meditation, and do something good.
Fantastic. And I'm going to play, when I edit all this to air the podcast, this isn't a live, this is recorded. I'm going to put in a snippet of some of the music that I recorded on my phone. And I think if you were sitting at home or driving your car and listening to this podcast, you will think, I was thinking it sounded a little bit like, well, I've got meditation music at home, so it does sound like meditation music, but you know Hare Krishna's, and because of the singing and the happy joy that you, the sound that you give. I'm not saying you sound like Hare Krishna's, but that's something I'm talking about. You'll probably hear that in when I... Oh, yeah.
I understand what you mean, though.
But I can tell you, well, Sam just told me what you all look like and the age demographic.
Yeah.
And you are not Hare Krishnas sitting here cross-legged with bald heads and orange dress on. You're actually all... come across to me is that you've got professional careers outside of what you're doing here. Is that correct? Yeah, so going around the group, what sort of backgrounds do you all have?
Well, I finished high school last year and I will start studying nanoscience in autumn.
Oh my god, nanoscience. Okay.
I thought that was what he said.
Yeah. Or would it be a dubbing and say, what is nanoscience?
It's basically a direction of science that focuses on particles and objects on the nanometer scale, which is 1 nanometer is a billionth of a meter.
Yes.
So basically it is a bit above the atom level. And
wow.
And it's a very innovative area of science because there are many interesting effects on the scale, and you already use nanotechnology in everyday life, mm-hmm. in the areas of surface technology, medical technology,
yeah.
chemistry, and so on and so forth, basically.
Oh, can you invent an app that is an X-ray machine?
Well, I can't invent an app. I'm not a software engineer. I may be able in 5 to 10 years, I may be able to provide the background knowledge for this.
Yes, that's right.
He forgot to mention that he's also a fantastic magician of cards.
Oh wow.
Multi-talented.
Sleight of hand. He's been showing us tricks for the past 2 weeks and my mind has been blown constantly.
Thank you.
And what about you?
I am a master of English and history, so a student of the humanities and the texts.
Okay.
And
what are you pointing at?
This is the gentleman that Genevieve said speaks English really well.
Also, that's why I was dragged down here. Yeah. So
better than average.
Are you a professor of English philosophy?
Masters. They did, however, ask me to start a doctorate, but I kind of declined and I said I'm not ready to commit for 3 years to a PhD. But that's why I'm here. I just graduated a month back and I felt that I could get a little break on the other side of the globe.
Yep.
So this is, for me, part meditation teaching, part holiday. So in a way, it could be seen as volunteerism, as we've heard about it.
Yep.
Yes and no, a bit of both. We give our time, but we're also here to learn. So as we teach, we also grow ourselves.
Okay.
I'm looking to work in the media and communication industry, hopefully somewhere down in the UK. Brexit, 31st October, so let's see what happens with that. As
yep.
I'm a person from Finland, if you know that happens,
yeah.
Don't know, yeah, let's see.
That's
if
right.
not, then I'll probably work in Finland for
yeah.
maybe teaching English or working for the National
And then immigrate to Australia.
That's a possibility.
It's a long-term goal.
It's a long-term goal.
Can I just share something personal with you?
Of
and
course.
This is not being a flirt or anything, but I do tend to have a bit of fun. I'm divorced now, but my husband won me over when he said that he was doctor in English
doctorate.
Philosophy,
oh,
doctorate in English philosophy, and he won me over there. He didn't really. He was actually a diesel fitter, but I found that later. Anyway, we're divorced now.
How long down the road did he reveal that he was actually not a doctor?
It was early on, but it was always a joke that we had. Okay, so moving around the circle. Now we're at the bamboo flute player, and I've forgotten your name. Thomas.
Angelo.
Close enough.
You're the bamboo flute player, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Thomas was the drummer.
Yes, he was the drummer.
So what's your...
My background is in animation.
Oh, wow.
That's what I was doing in university. And I spent a bit of time doing voluntary work, learning to teach a little bit in
yeah.
primary school.
Fantastic.
And a little bit of also part-time music.
Yeah, okay. So, oh, my son would love yeah. the animation side. Yeah, fantastic. And Anna,
I am a trained singer, and this is my main interest and passion in life. I've been studying in Gothenburg in Sweden, world music performance. So I sing music from different parts of the world, different languages, kind of folk music. Also, I've been singing jazz music and a little bit of pop music, and I loved it all. But now I am narrowing all this singing into Indian classical music, because I found that Indian classical music leads us into balance. All the other genres, they either gives us a feeling of sadness, or they gives us excitement at different levels. But Indian classical music gives us harmony, and it is kind of therapeutical music. So this is the kind of music I would like to do now. I would like to learn to study it and to share it with the whole world.
Oh, I'm telling you now, you could record an album. Hands down.
Thank you.
You guys today could have recorded. I could have thought I was listening to, who, you know, artists who had already come together and done an album. Absolutely. I would have recorded you. I just paid $20.
I've probably recorded about 30 or 40 minutes worth of music today. And
wonderful.
Yeah, some on video, some on just the voice recorder, but yeah.
I just paid $20 on audio.
And the clapping and everything, like seriously. This is
mind-blowing.
Well, yeah. This is probably the first afternoon in many, many years that I've actually had longer than just a couple of minutes of peace.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Good. So, yeah. Yeah.
And I was just going to let you know that I just paid $20 on Audio Jungle, which is, it's just a website where you just download tracks, and I would have bought yours, definitely. It would have been for the intro to my podcast. If you listen to podcast 3, you'll hear my intro music. So, yeah. So it's not me singing on my intro music, just so you know, just to burst that bubble. It's not me.
And the best part of this is I haven't heard you say anything about wine yet.
No, I don't really drink anyway. I don't really drink, but I do bring up, you know.
Yeah, she brings it up pretty regular, and this is the first podcast that I've heard her record that didn't have wine involved.
It's usually just a bit of a chat.
Yeah, no, we're down for coffee
thank
instead.
Thank you so much. And where do you go from here?
So, we started our journey in Cairns.
Yes.
And we've worked our way down through Townsville, Rockhampton. We're here now in Hervey Bay and Maryborough. Tomorrow we'll be travelling down the Sunshine Coast, various little patches of the Sunshine Coast, Maroochydore, Caloundra, Coolum, Noosa Heads, Alexandra Headlands, and we'll end up in Brisbane.
So. I didn't ask you what you do. I'm so sorry. I got sidetracked and interjected. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. My background is in management within the concert and events industry.
Oh, perfect.
I am a administrator at the moment and training to be a producer.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so all those skills come in handy with the tour as
100%.
well. 100%. Yeah. Oh, so you got another couple of weeks to go, did you say, on your tour?
We've got about another week and a half to go.
Fantastic.
So all four routes actually culminate in Brisbane.
Yeah.
And on Friday the 19th, we have a combined concert with all four routes, bringing talented musicians from all parts of the globe on one stage with dance and music and meditation.
Oh, fantastic.
Is that in Brisbane?
Yeah, in
what
Queen's
date?
Mall.
Oh, the mall.
Friday the 19th of July.
Oh, that's when I'll be leaving.
Well, this little podcast will go on our YouTube channel, the website, and Podbean, and then also in the Facebook group. So I'll get your website off you, what's probably on these brochures, and put all that information on there.
Wonderful.
So I'll have this up in the next couple of days, probably
Thank
tomorrow.
You so much.
Yeah. So thanks. Enjoy the rest of your travel around Queensland.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
for having us.